little boy was overheard praying, "Lord, if you can't make me a better boy, don't worry about it. I'm having a really good time like I am."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Years ago, a man joined a monastery and took a vow of silence. 10 years passed. His superior called him in and told him he was allowed to say two words. "Food bad," said the monk. 10 years passed. The monk had another opportunity to voice his thoughts. He said, "Bad hard." Another 10 years went by. Again, he was called in. When asked if he had anything to say, he responded, "I quit." "It doesn't surprise me a bit," his superior said. "You've done nothing but complain ever since you got here." I don't blame him, do you? I've never taken a vow of silence, but sometimes I feel like our monk friend must have felt through those years. You see, I've spent much of my life doing things I didn't want to do. As a child, my list of preferred activities included hockey and baseball, building tree forts, and chasing neighbor girls with worms. But every adult in my life was determined to stop me from doing these things, so they invented chores, homework, third grade, and Sunday school. Yes, I was permitted to play baseball, but only after I finished that homework, memorized all 29 chapters of the Book of Hezekiah, and scrubbed floors with a toothbrush. Then they let me climb the tree, but only after I had trimmed it and the hedges. Or at least, that's how it seemed. They called it character building. I called it cruel and unusual punishment. In fact, if I took up a career as a professional interrogator, I would just make the suspects do homework and chores with no option of playing baseball. Hardened criminals would be putty in my hands. Yet as much as I complained then, I wonder where I'd be today if my parents had allowed me to do anything I wanted. I would likely be illiterate, unemployed, and missing a few fingers along the way. I might not have discovered things like manners, personal hygiene, and how to get my own food. I certainly wouldn't have learned self-control. But thanks to Mom and Dad, I came to understand that some of the things that we want to do right now are best left for later or never touched at all. Have you ever been out of control? Eaten that 14-pound cheesecake in one sitting? Said something you regret? Or followed that link on the internet you know you shouldn't have followed? Too many lives are ruined one moment at a time. Moments when lasting decisions are made. A moment of anger, jealousy, lust. Moments that could have been avoided if someone had simply exercised some self-control. Proverbs 25:28 warns us, "Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control." But how do we reinforce those walls and develop that self-control with so many voices and temptations lurking around that can steal our joy? Well, here are a few quick steps. Number one, be responsible. James 1:14 says that our temptation comes from the pull of our inward desires. We do things because we want to. Admit it. Take practical steps to avoid situations that bring temptation. Don't stock your shelves with Twinkies, okay? Number two, talk to God. Begin praying specifically about problem areas. He has promised to help. Number three, talk to yourself. People may look at you funny, but don't let moods, feelings, and images control you. Remind them who's in charge. Fourth, focus on Jesus. He chose to die for you. When we let this love and grace penetrate our hearts, our behavior changes. Self-control begins when we admit our needs and give God control, not because we have to, but because we want to. Titus 2 says, "For the grace of God teaches us to turn from godless living, to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives." God's grace gives us the power to do what is right, to be accountable, to move forward on the pathway of joy. And if you're in the middle of 10 years of silence, I have two words for you. Laugh again, even if it gets you booted out of the monastery.
Are you ever faced with questions about your faith that you don't know how to answer? Then watch the Truth and Life Today show. Truth and Life Today is a weekly video program designed to help answer questions about our faith, and it also responds to current issues happening in our culture from a biblical perspective. To watch Truth and Life Today, visit our YouTube channel or watch us on our website at truthandlifetoday.com. Truth and Life Today, from Back to the Bible Canada and Laugh Again.